great weekend. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
joining
you
us. And we'll talk to you all sooner than later. We got another hour coming up right here on, I like the way Chuck does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. An extremely challenging rescue mission is now underway in Turkey, where an American researcher got stuck in a cave. Mark Dickey's 3,000 feet down and injured. Gretchen Baker with the National Cave Rescue Commission.
There are over 70 rebelays or 70 separate ropes that you have to get on. That makes it challenging for the rescuers to get down to Mark, which can take anywhere from 8 to 15 hours, and even more challenging to start taking him up.
President Biden is set to touch down in New Delhi, India, in about an hour from now. Traveling with him for the G20 summit, CBS's Ed O'Keefe, who tells us who declined the invite.
There are notable absences. China's Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin both saying they won't be making the meetings. Putin, of course, is preparing to get together with Kim Jong-un of North Korea in the coming days as those two countries talk about a potential arms deal.
In Hong Kong, at least two people have died from extreme rain and flash flooding. It's the most rainfall Hong Kong has ever experienced. Hurricane Lee's in the Atlantic, and it's a whopper Category 5 storm packing 160-mile-per-hour winds. While Lee isn't expected to make landfall, Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen tells us,
the question beyond this weekend is, where does Lee go next? It currently looks like he's going to take a path between the Bahamas and Bermuda.
If you have an iPhone or iPad, you need to update your device ASAP. Apple issued an emergency warning. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
It closes security holes that are known to be actively being used to attack the devices of politicians and journalists and activists and other potentially sensitive groups.
More legal troubles for Spain's soccer chief nearly a month after that kiss.
Prosecutors have just filed a formal complaint with Spain's high court accusing suspended soccer federation president Luis Rubiales of sexual assault and coercion. He continues to insist the kiss he planted on the lips of World Cup player Jenny Hermoso was consensual. She has filed a legal complaint against him, and now Rubiales could face a criminal trial. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Coco Gauff's semifinal match at the U.S. Open last night took longer than expected. So what was the holdup?
Slight delay here. There's apparently maybe environmental protesters up in the...
As you hear there on ESPN, an activist glued his feet to the cement floor. The match finally resumed and Gauff won it, advancing to the finals for the first time in her career. Half hour before Wall Street opens and U.S. stock futures are down. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, y'all, this is Ronte. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, man. Looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 71. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 47. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, 78. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
Good to have you here, Seth. Thanks for pitch hitting.
Yeah, no problem.
We got a fun hour lined up for you, everybody. In about 15 after or so, we're going to talk to our new friend, Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
The civics media sports czar.
I don't know what his title actually is, but that's as good as any, you know.
We'll find out. We're going to ask Mike. I'm literally going to ask him. I'm not sure. So
yeah.
We're going to talk to him. Looking forward to that. We're going to preview the Green Bay Chicago game coming up, of course.
Yeah, that won't be contentious at all. No problems there.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun conversation. We've also got some other fun stuff to get into this hour. We will touch on dictionary.com added about 566 words.
Whoa.
We're going to go through all of them.
Every single one. How long is this show?
We'll get into like four of them. But yeah, that should be fun. We'll get into that. We got some That Ain't Right stories. And of course, we are going to spend a lot of time wrapping up the show focusing on the events going on tomorrow in this area.
So much going on tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's a busy day tomorrow. Yeah.
Looking forward to diving into all of that. But as we usually do, we kick things off with some entertainment news. And I don't like to be the type of person that I told you so. I've literally never said that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big believer in that kind of thing.
I don't like that either.
I feel like if you are right, others will say something.
Yeah. Besides, you should have the satisfaction of just knowing you were right.
Yeah.
You don't need to rub it in anyone's face.
And God, do I feel that. I feel an overwhelmingness of that right now. And I say that half joking with a little bit of seriousness.
Of course.
Because I've been saying this about Jimmy Fallon since he's been on SNL.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. Jimmy Fallon is a jerk, and he always has been. And he's got an ego the size of Montana. And I don't think he has the talent to back it up.
Mm.
Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show is the latest in a long line of TV shows being accused of having a toxic work environment. Rolling Stone spoke to several past and current of staffers who say that there was a culture of fear and anxiety, largely due to Jimmy's erratic behavior. Supposedly, they never knew if they were getting the cheerful and friendly Jimmy or the belligerent and mean version of him who would degrade and insult his employees. There have been rumors about Jimmy's drinking over the years, and some staffers claim to have witnessed him appearing drunk or smelling like booze. Others say his behavior seemed to depend on whether or not he appeared hungover. Other upper-level staffers could be just as rotten as Jimmy. There was also a lot of turnover at that level.
Mm.
Even when employees complained, nothing was done, and many of them said the job severely affected their mental health.
Yeah.
NBC issued a statement on this, of course, it's just a bunch of talk. I mean, nothing's going to get done about this.
No, as long as he keeps bringing in the money, that's all that matters, of course.
I don't know how he has kept this job as long as he has.
Yeah,
I'm being completely honest about this. I am not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited or anything like that. But I approach this microphone talking real. And I'm not going to come on here and say, Jimmy Fallon's great. I think Jimmy Fallon's awesome. No, I think Jimmy Fallon was a poor man's Adam Sandler on SNL. I think it was blatantly obvious to me the moment he pulled out a guitar. And I have no respect for an actor that doesn't respect other actors. Jimmy Fallon has shown you his whole career who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks during every sketch he's ever been in. That's a disrespect to your other actors.
Mm-hmm.
People laugh, and as an audience, you laugh and you see that and you think, oh, that's cute and funny and everything. Yeah, it was on the Carol Burnett show.
Right.
On SNL, no, man. You're ruining the sketch for others. Say I have a punchline that has been killing in rehearsals all week long. I'm doing this sketch. Jimmy Fallon's out there. He starts giggling, and the audience is focused on him, which is what Jimmy Fallon wanted. He didn't break because he couldn't keep a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
He broke because it brought the attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
Notice in his sketches, go back and watch. Anytime Jimmy Fallon wasn't the main character, like the cowbell sketch is probably the most famous example of this. Jimmy Fallon is a bit character in the cowbell sketch, but he's laughing before they even get to the jokes because he wants the attention on him. because it's all about him. This is not surprising to me.
Right. And there's always been, you know, rumors and stuff, even back to the SNL days, about how difficult he was to work with, you know, from other people. But, you know, Tina Fey's talked about, I mean, I can't say, I don't know how much she's talked. She's alluded to it.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if she's come out and said anything you know, not wanting to, whatever.
There's
but
there's a respect level,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly. But that's her decision, you know, and however she wants to handle it. But it seems like this is the way it's been for a very long time. So
if Jimmy Fallon could have made it as an actor, he would have never gone to The Tonight Show. He couldn't make it as an actor, one, talent-wise, and two, how he was on sets. He couldn't work on TV because of the same reasons. So what do you see an actor do usually? Go to talk.
I got a feeling that Jimmy Fallon is a frustrated musician.
Oh, yeah.
I think what he wants and wanted and wants to be is a pop star. That's what he really wants, and there's it's not going to happen now.
No.
No. He's now in this whatever it is. Now, to be fair, very lucrative for him. He's making lots of money.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, everything just points to that he really, really wanted to be, that, you know, like his heroes, you know, because he's got all the, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's what it seems like to me.
I think of Jack Black as a better version of this, where Jack Black easily could have been a musician. And wanted to be, you could tell.
Yep.
But got his breaks in acting, got his breaks in comedy, and leaned into it. And just has really seemed to enjoy his life and his career.
Right.
Whereas Jimmy Fallon has always come across to me as that guy. We all know that person that has that that self-righteousness that I should have been this, I should have been that, or whatever. And it just didn't work out that way. And you got to take it out on every single person around you because life didn't turn out the way you thought it would, or whatever.
And it would also explain, you know, if he's frustrated and depressed about it, if he is drinking a lot, that would also explain that as well. And I'm not excusing it because that is very unprofessional. No. And obviously, if he has a drinking, he needs help, obviously. But having said all that,
Sir Ian McKellen is not retiring. Ian McKellen is 84 years old, and he's not going anywhere. He says, quote, "I've never been out of work, but I'm aware that any minute now something could happen to me which could prevent me from ever working again. But while the knees hold up and the memory remains intact, why shouldn't I carry on? I really feel I'm quite good at this acting thing now." God, I love that quote. Ian McKellen, Sir Ian McKellen, one of the greatest actors any of us will ever see. And I'm getting pretty good at this acting thing. I think I'm going to keep it up for a little while.
It's fascinating to me. And it's also a great story of persistence. Now, like he said, he's never been out of work. He's been, you know, early in his career, he was mostly a stage actor. Mm-hmm. You know, he did all the stage things, but he didn't become a movie, quote unquote, quote, star until he was, what, in his 50s or 60s?
Yeah.
I mean, it took him, you know, with, I think Gods and Monsters was his breakout role.
Big time.
And that was when he was quite a bit older.
Yeah.
But since then, I mean, has there been anyone busier? Has there been anyone who's having more fun? I don't know. I can't see it.
Who gets to be Magneto and Gandalf?
I mean, seriously.
Like, come on. That ain't fair. That's almost not even fair. I mean, that's two parts, let alone all the other great roles. You mentioned Gods and Monsters, maybe his greatest performance. Academy Award winner, I believe.
Yes. At least nominated. I don't know if he won, but I think you're right.
Yeah. You're right. Actually, I don't know. I don't think he won. You're right. But he should have. Ian McKellen should have all the Oscars. Give him all of them.
And I love the fact that he still feels, you know, I'm going to keep working as long as everything holds out. He gets it. He knows that it could end at any moment. So, good for him.
I remember being a kid and an actor that I don't think we get to hype up nearly enough that I love so much and was influenced so much by, Anthony Quinn. One of the more legendary actors in Hollywood history and everything. Mm-hmm. I heard him talking about this, and I think it was Johnny Carson. I'm not sure, but I think it was Johnny Carson that asked him, you know, when are you going to hang it up? And he just almost fell over laughing. It's like, why would I stop? I'm still good at this. I still love doing this. It's one of the few professions where if you want to do it until you're 99, like George Burns or something like that,
you can.
Go do Oh God Part 2. Go ahead. You know, like he says in here, as long as the memory's intact, you got your legs about you, go ahead and keep performing.
And the fact that he wants to keep it at a certain level, too.
Yeah.
That is inherent in what he was saying there. It's like saying, as long as I can do it well, I will do it.
I think that's the thing for me is the kind of Jim Brown mentality where can I still perform at the level that I expect of myself?
Exactly.
That part would be the crux for me about getting older. Otherwise, I ain't ever retiring.
No reason to, right?
Especially once I get my break. I'm getting it late in life. You're going to get so sick of me once I get that acting break. I'm going to be worse than Samuel Jackson.
I was going to say you're going to take over when Sam, if he ever retires, you'll be taking over for him.
I'm grabbing that baton from Mr. Jim. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. All right. Looking at what's new in theaters this weekend, The Nun 2 rated R, that is in limited release. The big one out this weekend that I actually haven't heard a lot of people talking about, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. I expected a little more fanfare about this with how popular those movies were when we were younger.
Man.
What was it, high school or like right out of high school or something?
Late 90s, if I remember, early 2000s. Yeah, we when that first came out, we weren't that old. So now we can feel old.
Kind of,
because everything makes us feel old. Anyway.
It really doesn't take a lot.
anymore.
It really does not. We are going to go ahead and take a break. But before we do, I wanted to remind everybody about our weekend lineup. We got really good stuff lined up for you this weekend. Be sure to join us. It is Tim Hubbell's birthday tomorrow.
Woo!
And what better way to celebrate than joining Tim for the Sunshine Polka Show?
Absolutely.
That show kicks off at 7 a.m. every Saturday. Join us for the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Got Over the Back Fence at 11 to 12. Join Seth for that.
Yes, indeed.
Items you're looking for, items you want to sell.
That's right.
Bring them to us.
Yeah, and just want to remind people, do it this week because the week after, we will not be having the show because of the football game. So
That's right.
So we've got we have that in store. So do it this week.
Yeah. And speaking of football, this Saturday, right here on WFHR at 4:30, our pregame kicks off as your Badgers are heading to Washington State. Take them on.
Yeah.
That should be a great one.
It should be a fun game, yeah.
Enjoying this fickle offense and seeing what they have in store. All that coming up, of course, Seth Faces the Music this Sunday.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. What is your theme this week,
my Heroes. Man? Oh. Nothing but heroes this week.
Nice. Oh, I like that. And immediately David Bowie pops up.
Of course. It should, as it should.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And join us for Director's Cut this weekend at 8. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have Pete Ravel on with us.
Finally, Pete.
We landed that big get. We got Pete Ravel join us. That's going to be fun.
Yep.
Joining us right now on the phone, our new friend, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning.
James, Seth, how are you guys?
We're doing good, sir. How are you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. I just made a slight correction in my life. I've been working some really long hours. There's been lots to cover and lots to talk to with our stations around the state. And I thought, oh, boy, you got that Falcons game coming up. So I was on with Delta at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I booked a flight. And just before I got in the air, I got a notice that, okay, my flight is all set for me tomorrow morning. I booked it for this weekend.
Oh, no. Oh,
not next weekend.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
5 minutes before I'm talking to you guys, I'm begging and pleading with Delta because, like, oh, crap, it's like less than 24 hours.
Oh, Mike, I feel for you.
You know what? It's good to be a frequent flyer.
Yeah.
No problem.
There you go.
They actually got me the same seats the next weekend to cover Packers and Falcons.
Nice.
So, I don't actually remember who the Falcons are playing this weekend, but I'd much rather be at the Packers base.
I got to imagine. Yeah. That's awesome, though. Shout out to Delta for that. That is great. Mike, let's dive right into that. We're here. We got you on with us to talk about the Green Bay-Chicago game coming up this weekend, the biggest rivalry in all of sports, the greatest rivalry in all of sports. I am a little biased, but I stand by that. It is one of the oldest rivalries in sports, too, right, Mike?
For sure.
So, you know, I spent the whole week, actually we did. This is not a media hype thing.
Mm.
It's part of the atmosphere of the game. And so I know that some listeners say, oh, yeah, the media kicks this thing up. No, man. I mean, going back to Charles Martin on Jim McMahon, you know, 40 years ago.
Oh,
and going back to just last year, when Aaron Rodgers runs in for a touchdown, he looks into the south end zone of Soldier Field, and not only the men, but the women are flipping him off. And he says, I own you. I own you. And the Packers have beat them now 8 times in a row. Matt LaFleur has not lost to them yet. You bet it's a rivalry. If you're hired as a Bears head coach, remember Lovie Smith when he first took over the job? Yeah, we're going to win the NFC. We're going to get the new Super Bowl. and we're going to beat the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's what the McCaskey family wants. That's what, you know, that's the number one thing you're supposed to do. And there will be nothing better than after 30, not 15, but 30 years of Favre and then Rodgers, if Love wins his first game there on a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field, can you imagine how sweet the drive home will be back to Wisconsin, listening to Chicago Sports Talk Radio and those Bears fans ranting and raving?
Mike, journalistically, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a diehard Bear fan, born and raised in Chicago. And everything I agree with and completely understand everything you're saying. I personally, because I've spent half my life here in Wisconsin as a Bear fan, and my family, I got a lot of friends that are and stuff. And the thing that I love about this game so much is it almost nothing else matters. They throw the records, the stats, everything. It doesn't. All of it comes down to beating each other and the rivalry of that. And I can't help, since I was a little kid and my grandpa first told me the story of Papa Bear Hallis and Lombardi and all this, the history of this game and how the NFL isn't even here today. You can make the argument without this rivalry.
You guys knew the late great Les Grobstein, a sports reporter, radio sports reporter. I became friends with Les, and you'd sit in the press box with me. You'd talk about anything, and you start talking Bears Packers. Then he got a little unruly. he was adamant about beating the darn Packers, and yet for me, I'm not that way. I mean, I covered the Bears when they went to the Super Bowl in 2006, and I thought it was tremendous to watch Devin Hester run there in the rain and score the opening kickoff against Peyton Manning and the Colts, but I was not a believer in Rex Grossman, and he proved me to be right, and that's why the Bears lost. They had a tremendous defense. I cover stories. I cover great games, and that's really what I'm interested in, but this game, it could be great. People are saying, oh, geez, really, Bears, Packers again? And why are they doing it in Chicago? And, the Packers haven't had an opening game at home, a home opener, now 5 years. 5 years in a row, the Packers have been on the road. Do you know why? Ratings.
Yep.
Ratings. The NFL loves the Packers. They love this matchup. That's why they put it at 325. Mm-hmm. They think this is going to have tremendous. And that game last night, are you kidding me?
So, what a game.
Why are they going to put the Lions up against the Chiefs? Ratings, people.
Yep.
Yeah, it worked.
Mike, as far as this Sunday goes, I'm curious, from your perspective, from what you hear behind the scenes and everything, who is under more pressure going into this season? Is it Jordan Love, or is it the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay and Coach Barry?
That's a great point. If the Bears, put 40 points up on the Packers this weekend, that's not going to be pretty. I think that the weakest spot on this team is at safety. Adrian Amos, I thought, was still a good player. By the way, did you know he's now falling to the second string on the depth chart of the Jets?
I saw
at
that.
Safety over there. Yeah. But whatever the case, I think they're weak at safety. Darnell Savage is a guy that you benched for a couple of weeks last year. Former top draft pick for you in Green Bay. Now, he seems to have come around. I think he's been a vocal leader, but I think they're weak at safety, and I'm concerned that you're going to see, Justin Fields, if he can throw one to Cole Kmet, their big tight end down the middle, and maybe even Robert Tonyan, or DJ Moore, their new weapon at wide receiver. I mean, DJ Moore, if Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator of the Bears, now they're a couple of years, former longtime assistant coach here in Green Bay, if he can design plays where he gets the ball into DJ Moore's hands in high percentage throws, maybe over the middle, look out, because that guy is all about yards after the catch, and that could be a problem for Joe Barry and the defense. Did you know that I spotted this? We're in Cincinnati during the preseason, and after the game, I asked LaFleur, everybody else got their questions. I said, was Joe Barry in the press box today? Was he in the coach's box? And he looked at me like, yeah. As a matter of fact, he was. We're trying this out. We're going to work that out. And everyone's looking at me like, what the hell? Would you spend the whole game with your binoculars looking at it on the sideline? And you know what happened was? 5 minutes before the kick, I saw Joe Barry in the cafeteria getting some Skyline chili.
Nice.
there's no way this dude. He must That's be working awesome. The game from the coaching staff. So I kept on confirming that during the game, saying, yeah, he must be over in the coach's box. And I asked that. And as a matter of fact, that's their new thing. Joe Barry is going to work these games from the coach's box because he can see better up there. Mm-hmm. He can figure out. And he said, I could put all my stuff and spread. So he can focus better and talk directly to inside linebackers of Andre Campbell or Quay Walker, the guys with the green button with the radio helmet, and calling. We'll see if that makes them a more efficient defense.
Yeah. What to you is standing out about this season or in the preseason that you saw that stood out to you that you're looking forward to and you're going to have your binoculars on come Sunday?
Well, you know, it's Jordan Love's first game. And you know, he made progress throughout camp and in timing. He keeps his cool. That's been a storyline all week. We're just at – see, because all through camp, Rasul Douglas and Jair Alexander, which are two of the best trash talkers on the team by far, your two cornerbacks, defensive backs, they're trash talking Jordan every day at practice, having fun with it. And he didn't blink. And they mentioned that. And we asked some other players as well. That's why they drafted the kid at 21.
Yeah.
Besides the arm and the physical thing. He's smart, and he's cool, and he patiently waited. Could he have been a better backup waiting for the Hall of Famer to move on kind of guy than Jordan Love? There wasn't a peep out of him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Very patient and all that. And so very mature that way, and so that's a positive. I'll probably be nervous, sure, before the game, but he's hard to rattle. That's good. You show up to this Wednesday's practice, Seth and Jeff, and Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've added Christian Watson with a hamstring injury. Are you kidding me? And Doubs has been out the last 2 weeks. They pulled him from the Seahawks game because he tweaked a hamstring. Now he was back out there yesterday, limited. But you're taking his two, air quotes, most experienced wide receivers to go into this first game. So I don't know why I thought of this. I thought, I just had this recall of we were down at Arrowhead against the Chiefs, and LaFleur was coach, and Rodgers had the same situation. So remember, like, he started using Aaron Jones as a receiver, lined him up wide left for like a 50-yarder, or even when they got in the red zone, that was a one play where he threw this tremendous pass to the back of the end zone, and Jamal Williams, his other running back, makes a circus catch. I think you're going to see more use of Aaron Jones in this game with Christian Watson out and Romeo Doubs 50%.
The route runner that Aaron Jones is underrated. Especially as a running back, he really is a good route runner. I could see that as well. Do you see any other receivers stepping up with the injuries that they have at that position?
Well, this Luke Musgrave.
I was waiting for it. I know he is. Got to enjoy that. You got to be liking this kid.
Well, here's what I like. I mean, first of all, he's NFL. His dad's Bill Musgrave, quarterback for the 49ers, backup, now a coach. He's an offensive assistant for the Cleveland Browns. But he's so smart. He's also very cool himself. He's incredibly fast. He's 6'6". But there's this one play we saw a couple weeks ago in practice where it was just totally messed up in the backfield. And their whistles are blown. And maybe you think, it's Jordan Love screwed up or something. So you talk to Musgrave after practice. He goes, that was me. That was on me. I was supposed to motion that play. And after the whistle, Jordan pointed out. And it's like, oh, God, you feel bad you screwed up a play like that. But he said 2 plays later, he came back to me. And his quote was, he's a mature enough quarterback to come right back to me and get me back going into it. So Jordan Love has got these guys playing for him.
There's a quiet confidence to him that I'm really enjoying right now. And the next, hopefully the next 10 years of the Jordan Love, Justin Fields kind of quarterbacking. Because both of these guys, you couldn't ask for better kids. They both got good heads on their shoulders. They both, respectful, approach the game with fun and enjoyment. And it's kind of nice. And I don't know, I'm obviously a Bear fan on the other side of this, but I got to think that as Green Bay fans and the Green Bay fans I talk to, you almost can't lose this season. It's nice to walk into the season without that drama, without that cloud hanging over you. Isn't that a win right there?
Yeah, because for the last several years, every time you walked into that locker room in August or so, it's like, okay, we got to win a Super Bowl for Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And there's that kind of pressure on. And now we're winning for us. Mm-hmm. We're winning for a team. You know, that the floor was always tilted. And not that Aaron necessarily carries himself that way. Mm-hmm. It's just that he is. He had his say, and things went a certain way with him. And he was so famous, incredibly famous over everyone else, that's just the way it felt. Now it's so much more even, and that's got to help the inner dynamics, you know, of a team like that. So yeah. I think that's important. I'm not giving up on Justin Fields. I don't get some of the Bear fans that say, oh, yeah, he has another bust. No, come on.
Oh, dear God, no.
That kid, I mean, how often did you see him playing with sore ribs and having no protection and running for his life and get back up off the turf and finish the game? I mean, if they can figure out pass protection, if they can get him a little more confidence to stay in the pocket and continue to work on the timing of those throws and, you know, give him plays like screens and short passes to get that rhythm and build that up, I think he can be a darn good quarterback. I think he'd be as good as Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of a quarterback.
I agree. I've waited 40 over 40 years for this. Justin Fields is the first quarterback I've ever believed in with the Bears. I didn't believe in Cade McNown. I didn't believe in like half of these guys. This is the first one
You had Jay Cutler. What was wrong with
you know, the problem was Jay didn't believe in us. I think that was part of the issue there. That Jay didn't.
My favorite quote of all time is 2019. It's Matt LaFleur's first game as head coach. It's all hyped up because it's that 100th anniversary of the NFL game, and it's a big primetime game and everything. And it ended up being a pitcher's duel. What was it, like 10-3?
Yeah, 10-3 or something, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, there we are in the visitors' clubhouse, in the locker room at the end of the game, and they're just about to kick us out, and there's Tremont. There's Tremont Williams down there. And so a couple more guys go there and say, hey, at the end of the day, what'd you do in this game? He says, hey, we just let Mitch play quarterback. That's all we did. We just let Mitch. He's talking about Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him throw it. Give him all the time he wants. Because we'll get a couple picks, and that'll flip it. I just thought that was the funniest line of all.
That's hilarious.
We just let Mitch play quarterback.
Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Director, joining us. Not for the last time. Mike, you did too good with us. You're going to have to join us again real soon.
Will do, guys. Appreciate that.
Have a great morning and
weekend,
sir. Thanks, Mike.
Enjoy the game.
You too. We're going to go to Melissa's News now. We'll be back with more fun on WFHR's Morning Show here at Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Marathon County Health and Human Services Committee voted on a resolution last night in opposition of COVID-19 mandates. The meeting was packed with community members there to speak in favor of opposing mask mandates and lockdowns. The resolution passed with a verbal vote. It will now go before the full board for consideration and possible amendments on September 21st. The current reported positivity rate for COVID-19 in Wisconsin is 14%. Masks are not mandated, but people should feel free to wear them if they choose to. Representative Derek Van Orden held a listening session and roundtable discussion with veterans in Portage County on Wednesday. Van Orden is a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 10262 in Plover and serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. These discussions are important and must be ongoing to fully understand the difficulties facing veterans. News 7 reports Van Orden said, "A lot of stuff said here is going to be pertinent in 6 months, but a lot of it won't. So I need to make sure that I'm in constant contact with all of our folks." The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is rail crossing safety. They are working to remind drivers and other users to remain alert to avoid preventable tragedies at rail crossings. About a dozen people are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Trains cannot make stops to prevent a crash, so drivers and pedestrians must be alert and pay attention when approaching rail crossings. Follow warning signs and signals. Do not stop on the tracks. Always assume a train track is in use and look both ways before crossing. The historic Point Bass Harvest Fair is this Saturday from 10 to 4 in Nakusa. There will be demonstrations all day with sauerkraut making, apple pressing for cider, and corn shelling and grinding. You can visit all the historic buildings and grounds on site. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for kids. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 47. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, 78. Cooler Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
He realized that she was new to love, naive in every way. Every schoolboy's fantasy she was. That's why he had to wait. If he poured his heart into a glass and offered it like wine, she could drink and be back in time for the morning paper.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR. Mr. Purple playing us in right there. Minnesota's own.
That's right.
Right, right. As I talk to Minnesota's own right now, Seth Habacker. Seth, you did something really cool and I don't believe has been done on WIRI before yesterday. You did a live show.
I did. I mean, other than the morning show, of course, right, Sunrise right, show. Right. But yeah, I was on live last night for Trail Tunes. I had a blast. Yeah. It was so much fun. I got to give away a shirt. Mm. Which was awesome. The call came in so fast, it just kind of threw me. Oh my gosh. Was it?
Yeah, right.
It's one of those things because it's not a show I've done live before, and I've never, you know, had, you know, I don't know who's listening or how many people are listening. Mm-hmm. And it came in so fast. I was like, well, that's good news. Someone's listening. So if nothing else, it affirmed that for me that oh, there are people out there listening. It's awesome.
Looking forward to doing more of those, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Right on. Join us every Thursday at 7 on our sister station, WIRI, West Country 105.5 for Trail Tunes. Really happy to hear that went well.
Yeah,
it sounded good. I only get to hear a little bit of it, but what I heard sounded good.
Yeah, good.
You need a coffee nap now? Do you need a coffee nap? Coffee. That is the first term we're going to. We go to dictionary.com. Dictionary.com just added 566 new words and terms, including a few you maybe haven't heard yet.
Mm.
To make it in, each one has to be a term being used by a lot of people. It has to be useful for a general audience, and they only add words they think are likely to stick around.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
The last part especially.
Yeah, wow.
So, yes, coffee nap is the first one on our list. We are not going to go through all 566.
No, don't have the time for that.
We're going through 200. No, wait. Get like three or four of these in here, but coffee nap is the first one. That is a short nap, usually 15 to 30 minutes, taken immediately after a cup of coffee. People claim you wake up feeling super energized.
Wow. Okay. No, I'm in on the 10 to 15 minute nap. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm actually pretty good at that. Yeah. But the coffee added thing on there, I don't know. That sounds interesting. I usually feel refreshed just after doing that in the afternoon, I don't drink coffee in the afternoon. So I'm curious now.
I wonder how much this is just, science, and you took a nap. So of course you feel better.
You feel better, right?
Yeah. I don't know how the coffee really plays. I love coffee, but I'm not sure how much that plays into it.
It's curious. Yeah.
Blur's Day. It's a blur's day, everybody. A day not easily distinguished from other days, or the phenomenon of days running together.
Oh, yeah.
Time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter anymore.
In a week like this, where you have a day off on Monday, of course, tell me that doesn't throw everyone off, yes. Right? Yeah. What day is it again? Yeah, it's blur's day.
How many people thought it was, if it felt like a Saturday this morning, or it felt like a Thursday morning? Yeah.
Yes.
It didn't feel like a Friday, though.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Beth was like, it feels like Friday today. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You throw everything off doing those days off, I'm telling you.
Nepo baby. A celebrity with a parent who is also famous, especially one whose industry connections are perceived as essential to their success.
Mm, that one we've heard a lot lately. That's been in the news a lot. So.
I'm a little surprised that wasn't already in there.
Yeah, me too. I thought that was a little bit older. I actually kind of like the alternative to that, the fail son.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Shower orange. Shower orange. Mm. An orange that is peeled and eaten in a steamy shower. People claim it's soothing.
We did a couple of weeks ago. Didn't we talk about eating in the shower on this show? Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's weird to me.
I do not get that. I'm not big at mashing up my foods, let alone bringing my food into something
to weird places.
Yeah, mashing up my. I will say that I am one of those people that is always trying to multitask. So much of my life I spend that way, and I've really got to get better about that. But I'm being honest, I just do a lot of that. This is not what I do, though. I couldn't do that.
Seriously, okay, so. Why don't you just treat the shower for what it is? It's a break.
Enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy the break.
Even someone like me who doesn't enjoy necessarily the doing the shower part, but still, it's a break. You don't need to do anything else. Okay, just relax, everybody.
I don't take naps. I don't sleep enough. The shower is like my sanctuary. It's like the closest I get. It's like that. And when Kelly over at Fantastic Sam, shout out to them, when she cuts my hair, she washes it afterwards.
Oh,
like that. Nice that relax. 30 seconds or whatever that I've got of that. Like, I would pay her just for that.
It's heavenly.
I don't know. I think that's I just feel like just enjoy the shower. I guess if you want to do this, go for it.
Yeah.
There's a name for it.
I guess
it'll
make it smell nice, nice orangey smell. But
decision fatigue. Mental and emotional exhaustion from constantly having to make decisions. Oh, is that what I'm experiencing? it has a name. Oh, interesting. Who isn't experiencing this?
We all make tons of decisions every day.
Yeah, everybody.
I would put that just in the normal, you get tired because you do stuff.
Right. Life is meant to be lived.
Yeah.
In essence, if you're tired at the end of the day, nice job. You lived some life
lived.
John, J-A-W-N.
Okay.
A filler word used by people in Philadelphia when they cannot think of the name of something. Like, hey, can you hand me that John right there?
Oh, okay.
That's a little New Yorkish, actually.
But still, it's East Coast. Philly is a hard accent, but yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that when words like this make it this far into the lexicon, because every state, I believe, has words like this, maybe some more than others. But when they make it to the national level, that's always interesting.
I like that, though, yeah. Nonsense words that you use, Can I have that doohickey over there, the whatchamacallit or whatever, yeah.
Yes. And finally, atmospheric river. Atmospheric river. That is a long, narrow corridor that transports massive amounts of water vapor from the tropics.
Oh,
I guess
that's a meteorological term that apparently entered the lexicon.
I guess okay. I'm not sure.
I've not heard that.
Yeah.
Come on, weather people.
Come
on. We have to ask Paul about that next time.
We got to remember that.
What
ask
is
Paul
this, Paul?
About
tell
that.
Us.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Got a little bit of science news. Got some right stories. And, of course, a bunch of local good stories of the day we got to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
All that coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
and a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Scunny travels to Pullman to face the Cougars. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 71. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 47. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, 78. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a great one out there.
Mm-hmm.
I am not doing as good as I was before the break. Just found out, for those that did not see, Germany beat the United States in the FIBA championships.
Yeah, wow.
113-111. Not happy about that. Mm. Not happy. They're going to be facing off against Serbia.
Who beat Canada, which is another what? Yeah. What?
Germany and Serbia are fighting to be the best basketball team in the world.
In the world.
That's weird. That's crazy.
That's just kind of strange.
In a weird way, though, if you're a fan of American basketball, you got to be a fan of this.
It shows how many inroads the sport has made all over the world. And that's really cool.
If you love basketball, this is actually kind of cool.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it is. Lots of NBA players from all over the world out there right now.
I don't know. My homerism isn't as excited as I should be for that part, but you're right. It is a good point to be mentioning about this.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
It's good for the sport, I think.
And it's good if you want us to win in the Olympics, because when these things happen to American basketball, oh, it brings out everybody.
I think it's going to light a little bit of a fire.
Don't be surprised if Michael Jordan puts on a jersey again. it's not shocking.
Would be something.
When we lost the last time was the last time you didn't see pro players on that court.
That's right.
It ain't going to happen twice.
I think the Olympics next year will be a little different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to touch on a little bit of science news. We don't get a chance to do this very often,
yeah.
Seth, and I got a couple things here that I thought were pretty interesting. I'm going to touch on them, and I encourage you out there to do your homework and go ahead and look into them if you want to know more about them.
Yes.
A study figured out why cats love tuna. It's the umami flavors. U-M-A-M-I, the umami flavors.
Oh.
It is loaded with two chemicals that enhance those flavors and bind to their taste buds. Our taste buds are slightly different, so it doesn't have the same effect on us.
Wow.
The tuna industry running the game on cats.
They've got it. They've got them sewn up, man.
It's kind of interesting.
That umami, I believe, is the fifth flavor. Is that correct?
Yes.
That they have discovered recently, the umami flavor?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, even hearing more about that
is kind of interesting.
I'd like to learn more about. In dinosaur news, we may have found a missing link between dinosaurs and birds.
Oh, really? Oh, they've been looking for that.
This is pretty cool. A lot of people were shocked this week online to learn that the asteroid itself didn't kill off all the dinosaurs on impact.
Okay.
The most widely accepted theory is it kicked up so much dust that plants died and the food chain collapsed.
Right, right.
So certain species died off probably with the first hit, you know, but other ones, like especially the plant-based dinosaurs, probably hung around for a little while, and that is part of what the connection between dinosaurs and birds was created.
Right. What we used to hear when we were kids, nuclear winter.
Yes.
Like if there was a nuclear explosion, it would cause ash, and that something like that would happen. This was, of course, natural with an asteroid hitting the Earth, but that makes a lot of sense.
When I did To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the tougher things we had was with the kids in the group in the cast, trying to get them to understand how crazy scary it could be back in the day when you had a wild dog, when you had a dog with rabies or something running around your neighborhood. There wasn't a phone pet service you could call or these kind of things. I think the equivalent of that for us, our generation, is the nuclear scare.
Oh, yes.
Is a lot of that. The generations before us know something about that,
too. Of course they do, yes.
But our generation was in a weird situation with that, where I don't think it was the fear that it was for generations before. But it was something that was kind of like still brought up, but never seemed like people took it seriously enough for our generation, because so many were burnt out from the conversation already. By the time it gets to us, we're kind of like, hey, this seems like we should be paying more attention.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we supposed to be worried? I don't know. I'm worried.
And in Earth news, it is official. Everything you've been feeling is right. This has been the hottest summer ever.
Wow.
July was the hottest month on record. August is now the second on the list.
Better get used to it, everybody.
Yeah, I don't see that changing anytime soon.
No, I don't.
We take a quick look at That Ain't Right story, and I like being able to do these stories where they're kind of like, there's a silly part, but there's also just more good, uplifting things.
Oh, okay.
A Beyonce fan went into labor during her California concert.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, this poor woman.
Oh, no.
So Sarah Frances Jones, an actor and dancer who has appeared in films including Honey and Hairspray, said she and her partner, the neighborhood actor Marcel Spears, were attending Beyonce's concert on Monday at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood when she started having contractions a few days before her due date.
Oh, boy.
Quote, I said, something's happening. usually I like to dance at the concert, and I was like, okay, I need to sit down for a second. I also thought it was Braxton Hicks, and I was like, I'm feeling something, and I said, no, it's early, it'll pass, but no, it did not
pass.
It
did not pass. at least not the way she thought it would.
The amount of money these concert tickets cost, like for a Taylor Swift or Beyonce concert, that ain't right, man.
No,
come on, baby. Like, I'm saying this as a kid who was born a month and a half early.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I know what I'm talking about here. Like, hang in there for a little bit. Like, you know, let the mom and dad enjoy the concert
till the concert's done. Just wait.
Look, these are expensive tickets, kid. You gotta pick your battles here. You know, just come, maybe show up like an hour later. That is tough.
But now, to be fair, that kid's got a heck of a story now.
So, trust me.
You well know.
mom and baby and dad, everybody's okay.
Nice,
doing
good.
Well. I really appreciate her sharing that story.
That's good.
That's as much fun about it as anything.
Good stuff.
I want to get into some of these great events in this area with you, Seth. And I want to kick things off talking about our good friends over at the Historic Point Boss. Tomorrow is their harvest fair. Harvest Fair going on tomorrow from 10 to 4 over at the Historic Point Boss. Be sure to check this out. It's a great opportunity not only to see history come to life, but to help history stay alive.
Exactly.
Any chance you get to enjoy things with our friends at the Historic Point Boss or possibly volunteer or work over there, we greatly appreciate you helping Mike and the gang over there out and keeping history alive. You can find out more at historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. Again, Harvest Fair going on tomorrow from 10 to 4.
Real quick before we get into other ones, you know, having something like this in the area is really special because this is not common around this country to have these kind of really cool history come to life kind of locations.
Yeah.
So enjoy it, everyone. You got something really special here.
Yeah, take it in.
Yep.
You got another one kicking off at 10?
Oh, our good friends at the Southwood County Humane Society are going to be the recipients of an event taking place at the county park at Red Sands Beach at the enclosed stone shelter. Shelter. It's Rockin' the Shelter, going from 10 to 3 tomorrow. They're going to have all kinds of cool stuff there. They're going to have walking tacos, face painting, bake sale, raffle baskets, perennial sale, kids' games and activities, of course. But Clifford, the big red dog,
is going to
be there.
That's a headline right there.
Is he life-size? I want to know. Is he actually that
I'm
big?
I'm really dying to know.
Of course, all the proceeds to this are going to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. This was put on by one of their volunteers, as Madison told us. And you'll be talking about that in just a little bit, too, with Madison for Midday Magazine coming up later today.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We'll be talking soon with her, and you can join us at from 3 to 4 today for that conversation. And, of course, we're going to, in that hour, you're also going to hear us talking with our friends at FRM Music. Connie Tomsky, Fayville going to join us.
Nice.
FRM Fest is here. It's tomorrow, the 7th annual. 1 to 9, join us at beautiful Robinson Park here in Wisconsin Rapids. Things kick off at 1 with Charlie and Howard Duo, an acoustic variety band. Great guys. Mm-hmm. Heartstrings at 2 o'clock. Our good friends Ben and Katie, who have joined us on these airwaves many times.
Yes, indeed.
That is going to be fun.
Awesome.
3 o'clock, the Goobers. Surf music, Thick Dick Dale, with a lot of audience participation.
Yep, yeah. Okay, and I just want to throw out this, everyone, before James continues. Tomorrow, I'm just looking at the weather really quick. Sunny and 79 the high. It's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, thank God. Thank God all day long. Connie and that team deserve that.
After last year, they so deserve having a nice day.
4 o'clock, the Alternators with Horns. A good blues band going to be jamming with you.
With Horns.
5 o'clock, the Funk Yard Dealers.
That's a great name.
God, I love that
name.
I could never say that enough.
Man, funk bands, they just draw me. Man, I love a good funk band. Oh.
And you've got that playing into the headliners at 7, The Positions, a very high energy funk band. Really, like a lot of pieces in that band and a lot of fun. It's going to be a great way to wrap things up.
And if I remember correctly, mostly Wisconsin musicians in that group as well. Yes. So that's really cool.
Arts and crafts will be down there. Dance contest for the kids. Bouncy house. Lots of yard games. Face painting. Cotton candy. Ice cream. Lots of treats. This is a free concert, everybody.
It's free.
It's such free. And we're going to talk about this. Connie's going to join us a little bit later during Midday Magazine to really focus on what FRM does for our city, for our community, for our musicians.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've got a couple of really good stories to tell you about when it comes to that, and looking forward to it. I'll be emceeing the first half of the event. We'll meet you down there at Robinson Park tomorrow from 1 to 9 for FRM Fest.
Nice.
And also going on September 10th, the 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair in West Grand Avenue.
Woo.
That is going from 10 to 3. Celebrate the start of fall at the 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair. Do a little shopping while enjoying food, music, and a car show.
Yeah, go meet your friends.
It's going to be fun as well. And looking ahead, I wanted to make sure that everybody marks this on their calendars. Come out and support the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 by eating Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. 10% of all proceeds from both the drive-through and dining in will go to support the programs and operations of Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. VFW members will be door greeters from 4 to 8 each of the following nights. So again, September 12th, coming up, be there. And stop by, say hello, say thank you, and support your local veterans of foreign wars.
So all I have to do is go eat Culver's.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's as easy as it can get. You were going to go there anyway.
You were
going to go there.
Yeah. So just save your have an appetite coming up on Tuesday.
Yep.
We'll meet you over there. And again, make eye contact. Say hello. Say thank you to our veterans that are down there. You don't get those opportunities nearly enough.
Yeah.
And you are our good story of the day out there. We greatly appreciate all of you joining us. Big thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us as well.
That was great.
That was fun. That was a little
good
fun
to listen to him.
Mike.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Appreciate all of you. Be safe. Have a great weekend out there, everybody, because we want you to enjoy yourselves. And,
yes.
And yeah, I really do appreciate Mike joining us.
Yes, we do.
Did you have some?
Nope.
Okay. I wanted to get to some world good stories. We don't always have the time for this.
Yep.
A 4-year-old kid with autism jumped in a lake in Michigan while his grandma was babysitting last month. Accidental drownings are the top cause of death for autistic kids.
Wow.
But he is okay after a neighbor jumped in and saved him. A Ring camera got it on video. Her name is Jessica Bauer, and she has a 3-year-old herself.
Wow.
She joked that she definitely didn't have time to think because she doesn't swim well.
No.
She only doggy paddles.
And
thankfully everybody's okay, so I think you can take a little bit of, if she's laughing, we can laugh in this moment of her. You just don't see that. You've seen similar things in movies and TV shows, but when they jump in the water, they don't doggy paddle.
No, which is hilarious, but I'm totally, when you're in a situation like that, you do not think. You just react. You just go and do it. Yep.
I've experienced a handful of things like that in my life, and absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is no thinking going on. There's just reacting.
Yep.
I do bring this story up for the goodness of it and to also bring attention to that line in there, accidental drownings are the top cause of death for autistic kids.
Mm.
I don't feel like that is common knowledge.
I did not know that.
Make sure that is put out there. Yes. More and more people know about that one.
Be careful.
Planet Fitness had a promo this summer to get kids moving where high schoolers could come work out for free. They just released their final numbers, and it was a huge hit.
Wow.
Between May 15th and August 31st, over 3 million kids signed up.
Whoa. 3 million?
That is gigantic.
Well, I know Planet Fitness is a big company, and they have lots of, you know, all over the U.S., but man, that's a huge number.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Some kids at a high school in Arizona found out that their favorite teacher's wife needed heart surgery, so they started a GoFundMe to raise $10,000 to help cover the medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
Last we checked, they are exceeding that goal.
Nice.
They're way above that goal.
Excellent.
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
We mentioned this earlier. Coming up this Sunday is Grandparents Day.
Yeah.
I think that's a good story as well. Reach out to your grandparents if you're fortunate to still have them out there.
Exactly.
If you don't, I think help out other grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a community full of a lot of great grandma and grandpas out there, and whether it's Meals on Wheels with the ADRC or just making friends with one of your neighbors or something, I think there's a lot of great opportunities out there for you.
If you have kids, have them, because there's nothing that brings more a smile, nothing like it for that, for folks like that, than to have kids come in.
Yeah.
So
well said.
Yeah,
well said. Again, a thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us, our good friend Terry Johns for joining us, and Seth. Appreciate you pitch hitting.
Hey, no problem.
Join Seth and Katie tonight as we got football on the radio dial on WIRI.
That's right.
It's the battle for the jug. Lincoln High School at Spash,